Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the memorable Frimmel operetta, The Firefly, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical favorite is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rudolph Frimmel has given us some wonderful music to sing, as Dorothy Warrenshould and I bring you The Firefly. My name is Jack Travers. I'm an ordinary guy, live in New York, work for a living. I'm engaged to be married to the wealthy and social Miss Geraldine Van Dare. Do I love her? I'm not sure, because I'm the kind of fellow who always wants something he can't get. You hear that? That's what I mean. A girl like that. I saw her just once on a crowded corner in New York. She was a street singer, but her face and her voice, well, I've never forgotten it.
Ladies fair, if you care dearly, delightful wedding steps to take. Dangle not, please, the stars and strings are bound to break. Gentlemen, be you then wary, see if a flower comes to view.
Don't go away. Tell me your name.
Oh, but everybody in this neighborhood knows my name, senor. I am the Firefly.
And just as a firefly loses itself in the night, she disappeared into the crowd. Would I ever see her again? I knew this much. I would never forget her smile. It was a taunt and a promise.
The promise in a woman's smile. Ah, who can explain? A prophecy of trust for guile or harbinger of pain. As well a mortal might surmise the secret of the rose, an opening flower of paradise, or sorrow's thorn, who knows?
She smiled on you.
My world seemed glorified, as though the God of heaven's gate had left it open wide.
The promise in a woman's smile,
who can explain? A prophecy of trust for guile or harbinger of pain. As well a mortal might surmise the secret of the
Bermuda on the Van Der yacht. It was a pretty distinguished guest list, leaders of society, including my fiancée and her parents. The voyage was smooth and uneventful, except for one thing, a new cabin boy who signed on for the voyage at the last moment. And somehow he bothered Geraldine.
Jack.
Yes, dear?
I want you to speak to Tony, that new cabin boy.
Oh? What for?
Well, he's impudent. Servants shouldn't act so superior.
Well, now, dear, I'll have a little talk with the lad.
Well, see that you do.
It wasn't until the stars were out and the moon was winking at us from the southern seas that I found the cabin boy. He was up on the top deck, singing a saucy tune to the starlight.
When a little girl is unexpected, I suppose she's got to be rejected. It was angels who selected her, nor was her wish inspected. If I only knew a fee or fairy, she might change my fate so solitary. But since there's no fairy, maybe you could bear it just enough to change your view. If you only could, dear, if you only would, dear, maybe a girl might do. When the maid comes knock, 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 knocking at your heart, there's no use in talk, 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 or bidding her depart. Against her charms is the golden lock, is the golden lock. It's the lock that locks her in your arms.
Tony. It's not often I run into a cabin boy who can sing like that.
Oh, Senor Jack, you surprised me.
You're a little young to be singing about how a maid comes knocking at your heart.
But I know more about women's hearts than you might think.
You're an impudent rascal, but I like you.
I'm glad.
Tell me, Tony, have I ever met you before?
Oh, no. No, senor.
For a moment,
What, senor?
Well, nothing, Tony. Someday, perhaps, you'll know what one smile from a woman can cost you. Someday, when you grow up to be a man. That's a long time away, I hope.
Oh, I hope so, too. But if I were in love with the most beautiful woman in the world, I'd say wonderful things to her.
What sort of things, Tony?
Well, perhaps her name is, Nina. Giannina, we say in the Italian neighborhood. Well, I would take her into my arms and make her mine with a song, the way they do it in Venezia.
In my gondola, love, let us glide o'er the drowsy blue lagoon and float on the yellow tide where sleeps the dreaming moon. I'll fashion a crown you'll adore from the gold that lies shimmering there, and the silvery fruit from the dripping oil.
Sing such a song to the firefly, Tony, if I could ever find her again.
The firefly? Ooh, why do you speak of the firefly, Senor Jack?
Have you ever heard of her, Tony?
Oh, vaguely. I know the song she sings. But tell me, what is she like?
A will-o'-the-wisp. An imp. She smiled at me one day and, well, things have been topsy-turvy ever since.
Oh, you think she is an imp?
Well, not exactly an imp. But she had a way about her that was different from any other girl I've ever known. Daring, yet modest. Gentle, but tantalizing.
You liked her?
Yes. But I may never see her again. She was, well, sort of like that song she sang. The firefly gleamed for a second and then was lost in the darkness. Forever lost.
Well, forever is a long time. Who knows? You may see her again.
I hope so, Tony. But I don't think there's a chance.
Love is like a firefly that glimmers by and dies while it is gleaming.
Therefore, when you see it nigh, you must be very sly, ever sly, never shy.
When within her twinkling eye you see the tender love my brightly beaming,
while you may, or she will say,
greater now, or she will say, God.
Firefly. I wonder if you have ever thought about the foes that our ancestors had to contend with at the time of the War for Independence, and long after. One of the most difficult of those foes, strange to say, never fired a gun. This formidable foe was distance, an enemy which blocked the growth and development of the young nation. Our ancestors could win their other struggles, but for a long time they couldn't conquer distance. Hemmed in with their backs to the ocean, they dreamed of fabulously fertile land, magnificent forests, and rich and bulging mines that must lie over the seemingly inaccessible horizon, across the vast and turbulent terrain, too big and tough for horses, mules, and wagon trains. If only there were a way to overcome distance. And then they found a way. The railroad was the key that opened up the rich treasure chest of a continent, made a friend of distance, and put our young nation on the track to the greatest economic development the world has ever seen. Cities, towns, and farms flourished where once there was only barren waste. Agriculture prospered and industry thrived as the railroads grew and pulled the nation along with them, creating new markets, new opportunities, a new and better way of life. Yes, the railroads created, enlarged, and today sustain America's industrial greatness. One important way in which they do that, in addition to their primary job of providing the bulk of the nation's essential transportation, is through the services of railroad industrial agents. It is the job of the industrial agent to work with individual companies and industries in finding new and better locations for plants, new markets, new sources of supply. And this kind of cooperation is constantly paying off in new and increased industrial activity. Yes, the railroads are still leading the way into the ever-new frontiers that American ingenuity and daring are always opening up. Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of the famous Harbach Frimmel operetta, The Firefly, starring Gordon McRae and his guest Dorothy Warren Show.
I should have been the happiest guy in the world. Here I was, heading for a beautiful blue island in the Atlantic. My heart was playing a hurdy-gurdy tune, and I was thinking of a girl, a smile, and a song. Suddenly, from the top mast, the cabin boy sang out.
Land! Land ahead!
Bermuda, Tony! Bermuda!
Haul away that line!
Haul away the line!
All aboard!
All aboard!
Away for a lovely ocean cruise!
How it teases, gently pleases, oh!
A trip to Bermuda, who'd refuse?
Sunshine, showers, wondrous Mars, let's away, let's away.
We hate delay,
we hate delay, hey, hey, hey.
Away to Bermuda, Isle of
Flowers, fair Bermuda.
I thought everything would be fine when we got to the island. There was a round of parties, a lot of music, a lot of laughter. But I didn't feel like joining in. My fiancée was furious.
What's been wrong with you, Jack?
Nothing. Nothing, Geraldine.
When I smile at you, you never even smile back. Don't you think that's impolite?
Well, what do you want me to do?
We're engaged. At least I thought we were. That's a fine way for a fiancée to talk.
Oh, Geraldine.
I wish you'd just go away.
You want me to wait for your floating palace to sail back, or should I swim back to New York?
Do you know, I don't care what you do.
Geraldine. Now, who's that?
Just me.
Tony, do you always listen in when people are having a quarrel?
Oh, was that a quarrel?
Now, quit your teasing, Tony, and get back to the ship.
Ah, you've been naughty, Signor Jack.
Yes, I suppose I have, Tony. I've been in an evil mood ever since we landed in this blasted island. Do you have any cure for it?
Well, there's only one medicine that can cure what's wrong with you, Signor.
What kind of medicine, Tony?
It doesn't come in a bottle, Signor. It is called sympathy.
Oh, you're so right.
I need sympathy,
Sympathy, just sympathy.
Sympathy wasn't much help. And then, 2 days later, the explosion came.
Jack, if you'd ever do anything I'd ask, we wouldn't be in such terrible trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
I distinctly told you to get rid of that impudent cabin boy. Now there'll be a dreadful scandal.
Well, I admit I didn't give Tony his walking papers. He's such a nice kid.
Nice kid. Well, you might be interested in knowing I've just had a phone call from the chief of police of Hamilton.
The police?
That so-called nice kid is wanted as one of the cleverest pickpockets in New York.
I don't believe it.
Oh, but that's not the worst of it.
What do you mean?
This Tony isn't Tony at all. He's a she. The boy's a girl. She just took the pickpocket's place.
A girl?
Some sort of cheap little street singer who goes by the absurd name of... What did they call her? Oh, yes, the Firefly.
Well, where is she? I mean, where is he? Tony. I mean the street singer. I mean the Firefly.
Oh, I imagine she's down at the dock. You needn't bother anymore. I've discharged her, naturally.
Do one more thing, Geraldine. Discharge me.
Where are you going, Jack?
I'm on the trail of a Firefly. Tony. Tony, tell me quick. What's your real name?
Oh, hello, Signor Jack. My name? Oh, Nina.
Giannina. Giannina mia. Have you been running away from me?
Oh, no, Signor Jack. If anything, I've been chasing you.
But why did you leave the Van Der so suddenly?
Because of something that Geraldine said to me.
What was it?
She said, you're fired. So I quit.
Good. Oh, now how are we going to get home? Haven't enough money for our passage.
Signor, a street singer can always make money.
Ha! Then we'll both be street singers. You just watch me. Listen! Listen, everybody. We give you a serenade.
Who are we serenading?
Oh, that mule, of course. Give a listen, Senor Donkey, and help us make some money. Ha ha!
Song in the air, but the fair señorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air.
So I'll sing to the mule, if you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool, serenading a
amigo mio, does she not imitate you pray?
She listens carefully to each of the tone you play.
La bella señorita.
Si, si, mi muchachita.
She'd love to sing it too if only she knew the way.
Perhaps I'm the only man who ever fell in love with a firefly.
Oh, I adore you, dear Nina Mia. More and more, I adore you, dear Nina Mia.
My heart is wrong, dear, my heart.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely Dorothy Warrenshold will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Betty Lou Gerson and to our entire company. The Firefly, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and music by Rudolph Frimmel, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Today, as yesterday, the freight train is still the key to America's ever-growing strength. For the railroads are still the only form of transportation that can and do haul anything for anybody in any quantity, anywhere, in any season of the year. And the railroads do that job at a lower average charge than any other means of transportation yet devised. No wonder, then, the railroads haul more freight, more miles, than all other forms of transportation combined. And the railroads are still growing, still setting new records for efficiency. Still leading America on to an even better, stronger way of life for all of us.
Well, Dorothy, we've missed you. Do me a favor, will you? Don't stay away so long.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, we're going to present Johann Strauss's Rosalinda. And the lovely Elaine Malbin will be the equally lovely Rosalinda.
We'll all be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Dorothy. You were wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is your friend Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
The Firefly has been presented by special arrangement with Century Library Incorporated of New York. Gordon MacRae can soon be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. The Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Hear the voice of Firestones on NBC.